Hey, welcome back to the Soul With podcast. I'm Luke, and today I want to have a real conversation with you about something that's been quietly costing Geelong businesses customers for the past 12 months. And most of them don't even know it's happening. If you've been doing the same local SEO playbook you were running 2 years ago, I need you to lean in for the next few minutes. Because Google's local algorithm has shifted significantly, and the businesses winning right now in Geelong on the Surf Coast across the Bellarine, they're winning because they noticed. The ones still relying on old tactics, they're slowly slipping down the rankings without realizing it. So let me walk you through what's actually working in 2025. Let's start with your Google business profile. I want you to stop thinking of it as a directory listing. It's not. It's effectively your second homepage. When someone in Geelong searches for what you do, your GBP is often the very first impression they get of your business before they ever click through to your website, and the business is treating it as an afterthought. They're leaving serious visibility on the table. Here's what active looks like. Weekly updates, responding to every single review, the good ones and the awkward ones, keeping your hours current, especially around public holidays, adding fresh photos regularly. Google literally rewards active profiles with better placement in the map pack. It's one of the simplest wins in local SEO, and it's free. Now let's talk about reviews, because this is where I see the biggest gap between the businesses ranking at the top and everyone else. The top ranking businesses in Geelong right now have one thing in common: significantly more reviews than their competitors, and those reviews are recent. Recency matters more than total volume. I'll say that again because it's important. 10 reviews from last month will outperform 50 reviews from 2 years ago. Google wants to see that you're actively serving happy customers right now, not that you had a great run back in 2022. So how do you fix this? Build a simple system, a follow-up text or email after a job is done with a direct link to your review page. That's it. You'd be amazed how many people are genuinely happy to leave a review. They just need to be asked and they need it to be frictionless. If you're making them search for your business and figure out where to click, you've already lost them. Stick around, because later I want to talk about what's actively hurting your rankings. Stuff people are still doing in 2025 that they really need to stop. But before we get there, let's talk about content. Local content still wins. When you write content that specifically mentions Geelong, the Surf Coast, the Bellarine Peninsula, specific suburbs, local landmarks, you're sending really strong relevant signals to Google's local algorithm. But here's what I love about this. It also resonates more deeply with actual humans. Local customers want to see their community reflected back at them. They want to know you're not some faceless operation. So write like you live here, because you do. Next thing, mobile speed. This one is non-negotiable in 2025. The majority of local searches happen on a phone. Someone's standing in their kitchen, they need a plumber, they grab their phone, that's the moment. And if your site takes 5 seconds to load on mobile, they're gone. Google knows this, and it directly affects your ranking. Run your site through Google's Page Speed Insights. It's free. Address the critical issues. A 1 second improvement in load time can meaningfully improve both your rankings and your conversions. That's not me being dramatic. That's just the data. Okay, as promised, what's no longer worth your time? Keyword stuffing. Low quality directory listings on sites no one's used since 2015. Buying backlinks from irrelevant overseas sites. None of it works anymore. And worse, it can actively hurt you. Google's gotten really good at sniffing out manipulation, and the penalty for trying to game the system is way bigger than the reward ever was. Focus on genuine local relevance. Quality over quantity, every time. So here's what I want you to do this week. Pick one thing from this conversation. Just one. Maybe it's setting up a review request system. Maybe it's auditing your Google business profile. Maybe it's running a speed test on your website. Don't try to do everything at once. Pick the one that feels like the biggest gap and start there. And if you want help building a local SEO strategy that actually moves the needle for your Geelong business, head over to soulwith.com and get in touch. We genuinely love to chat. If this episode helped you, share it with another business owner who needs to hear it. That's how we keep this community growing. I'm Luke. Thanks for listening to the Soul With podcast. I'll catch you next time.